I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Jamie Wasmiller, and he is with the Gulke Group. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Say, let's talk about these markets. I know that's your specialty. What are you seeing lately? What are some of the trends as we head into the end of the year?
Well, at the end of 2013, we're in that time frame now where guys like to refer to it as the sleepy holiday trading. And although we have seen some fluctuations here in soybeans, corn came out a little bit strong today here. We finished about up 4 or 5. Wheat had some movement in today, but a lot of it is, if you just look at a chart, a lot of this is we've basically just kind of stayed within a channel here, maybe starting since Thanksgiving. Volatility gets lower, so that increases maybe some of those quick jumps that we might see because there's just not a whole lot going on the board during the day. But for the most part, probably going into the next week or two, we'll probably just continue to see that low volatility, not much action going on, and it'll probably just kind of keep those prices within these channels that they've kind of formed here.
We are seeing a big difference in prices this year compared to last year, aren't we, Jamie?
Yes, we're seeing prices across the board being quite a bit less than what we've gotten used to. A big part of that is going to be, price is a great fertilizer. So as we've had these, we've been able to take benefits of these higher prices, being able to store our grain longer. We've overproduced, probably isn't the right word, but our production has gone way up, not only here at the U.S., but also across the world. So now not only do we have ample stocks here in the U.S., especially in corn and wheat, soybeans, we do have a tight scenario here, but we've kind of gotten past that period of concern. I know exports have been great, but we've gotten through this year, and we see the amount of acres that are going to be in South America, and we probably have a pretty good idea of the amount of acres that we're going to see here in the United States as well. So it's a great fertilizer. Informa came out with their planting intentions focus here in the United States, and they came out with numbers. Corn, they're right around 92 million acres, which is about 300,000 bushels acres less than what they showed us in October. If you look at soybeans, the soybeans were actually almost 2 million bushels less than what they had in October. And I think that shows us that as a country, we would like to produce the corn acres if we can, if it works within our budgets. And, we all know that we can play that game as far as cutting input costs, et cetera. So it's not such an easy transfer to soybeans. I mean, economically, it probably works, but there are ways that we can make corn work. And there are a lot of states out there that would prefer to grow corn if they can. Same thing. If you look at wheat, we're actually lowering those acres in wheat as well. So it'll kind of be interesting to see how we come out with that. One thing we look at moving into 2014 is, if we're going to lose about whether it's 4 or 5 million acres of corn and maybe that it all goes into soybeans, what number are we taking that off of? Are we taking that off of the government number that's right around 97 million acres, or is it going to be a higher number? The Gulke Group survey, our planting intention survey in 2013 showed that if we had not had those roughly 9.4 million acres of prevent plant, we probably would have produced about 100 million acres of corn last year. So if we take 5 or 6 million off of that, we're still looking at about 94, 95 million acres of corn, which is certainly more than plenty to offset the increased demand that we're going to see moving into the following year. And so it'll make an interesting supply and demand scenario right there, but we'll just have to see how that plays out.
And the Farm Bill have any role in this at all with not having a Farm Bill yet and maybe talking about a little extension here for a while into January?
Yeah, I think we as farmers, we've gotten used to, this new Farm Bill. Are we going to get a new Farm Bill? Are we going to revert back to the olden days, or are we just going to have an extension? I think at this point, from the farming standpoint and probably from the trader standpoint as well, we've heard this story so many times before. I don't think it's having a huge impact on the markets currently.
Mm-hmm. I noticed here today some sales from China that have been taken back. Is that something we typically see where we have a sale and then, oh, no, never mind, we don't have a sale?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is pretty typical, and we let China do it. We let other countries do that because that's just free trade. That's what we've asked for, and we just have to get used to that. Our exports have been phenomenal, and if you look at beans, I think we've already booked on paper about 97% of the exports that we need to reach those current USDA numbers. So when those new USDA numbers come out, we probably will have to increase those exports. Is that going to do much to the bottom line? Probably not, because we're going to probably increase those yields that we had. But one concern with that is if you just look at China in general, what they have on paper and what we've sent, we've only sent about, I think, just over 50% of what we have booked on paper. And as we've seen China do in the past is, and as we get closer to South America producing that crop, we probably will see a fair amount of cancellations coming from those booked from the U.S., and we'll probably see those switch over to South America. Now we'll just have to wait and see if we can get other countries to pick up those cancellations, or if we can divert those barges if they're already on their way to China, or are we going to have to find ways domestically to pick up that, you know, those bushels that we thought were not going to be there, and now all of a sudden they're back.
And we were talking off before we started this interview about the record cold, possibly record cold winter we'll be having here in North Dakota and the impacts we could be seeing on that. Dr. Adnan Akhuz, the North Dakota State climatologist, has been saying that an extra cold winter above average precipitation and a cold spring as well, and not good for the flooding aspect either this spring.
No, and there's been rhetoric already about, you know, well, we're going to go ahead and pencil in 2 or 3 million acres of prevent plant up in North Dakota. So if we've already done that, and maybe we've done some in South Dakota or some in Minnesota as well, what's that going to do to those prevent plant acres going into 2014? You know, 2013, we had about 9.4. I think the year before that, we were around 1.4. So where's that number going to go? Again, we'll just go back to Informa's numbers because those were the latest numbers that came out. Informa was right around, I think, 3.2. So, you know, that's a significant drop. And where are those acres going to go? Is it going to go to corn, beans? Is it going to go to wheat? We've got enough acres where it can kind of go wherever it wants. And the demand that we have, you know, probably shows that with the amount of acres that we'll have in any one of these crops, we don't have to get what we might want to call trend line yields in order to meet that demand again. So long story short, we're still probably going to be in an oversupply scenario for 2014, and barring some weather events, probably, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years is my guess.
And looking ahead, I've heard a lot of concern about lower commodity prices in the future. What do you see there?
Well, I think that, you know, we've kind of gotten through the ethanol boom, you know, back from 2007 until now. We know what those mandate numbers are going to be. Maybe those mandate numbers are going to get lowered. Does that necessarily mean that ethanol production is going to be less? That's up to the free market to decide. If we can keep getting these ethanol prices the way they are, we'll keep producing that. But in any of the grains, soybeans overproduction we'll probably have in 2014, wheat as well. From a worldwide standpoint, we've got plenty of wheat out there. With the wheat board disappearing in Canada, it's much easier to see some of that wheat coming down from Canada down here in the United States. So maybe that adds to imports that we haven't necessarily gotten used to. So there's just a lot of supply that's going to be out there, again, barring some weather scenarios. But the question is, how are we going to find that demand? And is there enough demand that we can create that is going to be able to take care of these extra bushels and potentially get those prices? We're probably not going to see prices anywhere near to what they were before, especially in corn and soybeans. Wheat, we'll have to wait and see, you know, quality issues, et cetera. But it's going to be the marketplace's job to bring back in that demand. And the biggest way to bring demand is to lower those prices.
You know, when we saw Statistics Canada came in with a big crop this year, was the quality good there too?
Yeah, it appears that the quality was good, test weight was good, and that probably creates another concern for us. You know, moving into that January stocks report that we're going to have in 2014, that report is a farmer-based report by the USDA. The past USDA reports coming up to this have had farmer data, you know, test plots, et cetera, but it also had some statistical formulas in it as well. So now we're going to see that farmer-based survey. So if the Stats Canada numbers went up so high on their last report and they said mainly it was due to weather, there's a very good chance that we could see the exact same thing happen with our January report. We could have better test weights. We could even have more acres. It has happened in the past, so we could see them add more harvested acres into that number. And again, all of that is just going to add more to that production.
Jamie, a wealth of knowledge. Anything else we should know here at all today?
I think that, you know, maybe looking forward into 2014, you know, I'll go back to saying that price was a great fertilizer. If you look at corn, for example, we have now a lot of countries that have become quote-unquote major players of corn producing, and that breeds competition. But what that also does is that adds more risk into it. The markets love to trade rumors, facts, you name it. They just love to trade. Well, let's just say that Ukraine, for example, has rough weather. Well, on a global scale, we can probably say, well, we can get through one country having some rough weather because as a world, we're making bigger production. But what tends to happen is the market will look at that and say, oh my goodness, if it's happening in one area, maybe it's going to happen somewhere else. We need to hurry up and get these prices up there. So we could see, even though prices are lower than they were, we still could see quite a bit of volatility there. One of those ways to kind of counteract volatility is to learn how to do marketing on the board. I prefer futures, we prefer futures, but that also includes options. So that cash game may not be quite as lucrative as it was in the past. The board offers us opportunities to take advantage of prices, whether they're going up or going down, if you're on the right side. So I would encourage the farmers out there to maybe spend this off season, if you want to call it that, and learn more about marketing on the board and the advantages that it provides, the flexibility that it provides, and how it keeps that ownership of grain within that farmer who now has record bins out there, that maybe we can hold on to this grain longer, look for some better prices down the road. And in the meantime, we can use the board to try and add value to our potential cash sales at some time in the future.
Okay, very good. Jamie Wasmiller with the Gulkey Group, always great to hear from you. We really appreciate your information in the chat today.
All right, appreciate it. Stay warm up there.
We're trying.